You're listening to the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS, talking right now with Reagan Nelson, Lauren Manicky, and Morgan Ernst. They're the captains from the Pella High volleyball team. And girls, as we get the chance to catch up with you, the season very fresh, a little competition already underway, and I'm sure that's been excited to get out and compete. And Morgan, I guess I wanted to start with you first. Let's go back and let's work with what's on the most recent memory. Last night, your quad at home, some good teams coming in, finishing 1-2 overall against the competition. How did you judge your team's performance from last night?
I think that we did pretty well playing together as a team, and we had a lot of fun. We had our ups and downs, and there's always things that we can work on, but we'll work on those over practice and hopefully come back strong next Tuesday.
Lauren, Gilbert, and Bondurant Farrar, a couple teams you'd already seen. You'd got to see them the previous weekend. Did that make a difference that you'd seen them once already in this young season?
Yeah, it helped a lot that we played them already this weekend. We knew what they were coming in. We knew what their outside hitters did, and we'd already seen it, which helped. Gilbert, we really wanted to come out strong. We knew that they were a team that we could do well against, and we wanted to prove to everyone. Bondurant on the other side, we weren't as scrappy as last time.
Well, and what Lauren's building on there, Reagan, is the previous outing that you'd seen them was at Bondurant for ours invite. Let's go back to that. Again, more good quality teams. How much of a help has it been for this team to face some of the competition you've seen so far?
It's been a lot of fun just to play different higher level teams and just to come out and see what we can do against them. And it's a big learning experience because just the different shots they can hit and learning how to defend a lot of different things that sometimes we just don't see in practice. And yeah, it just prepares us for the maybe some lower level competition that we'll face later on too.
Morgan, I know a lot of the early season competition, especially with the weekend tournaments, is against bigger schools, 5A teams. Do you like facing a larger program, or can it be kind of intimidating?
You know, it can be really tough to face larger programs because you do see those things that we're not able to see all the time in practice, but it's a really good learning experience and it will help us later on in the year.
Lauren, I wanted to go back to just getting ready for the season. Talk about how the summer went for you and for this team and the things that you did as a senior captain to kind of help the team get up to speed.
This summer, we all got together during the summer to work, and we did lifting in the mornings, and then we had workouts, and we played as a team, and we would do bonding games. So it wasn't like for our first practice, first day of school, we didn't know each other. We'd already been playing together, and we had the central camp, which helped a ton. So our season was progressed earlier, and so we were able to do more stuff by the time school started, which helped a lot.
Reagan, one of the things that I hear from different volleyball coaches is that those first days of practice are always really exciting. Like, you girls haven't seen each other all summer, even though a lot of times you have. What do you think makes it exciting to reconvene for a new season?
I think it's really fun just seeing everyone again, and sometimes you see certain people over the summer and sometimes you don't. Just getting to see them, just being together and doing the things that you love, because we all love to play volleyball, so it's just exciting when you get to see each other and you get to do something you love. There's just a lot of energy that comes from that.
If you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports page, we're talking with the captains from the Pella High volleyball team, Reagan Nelson, Lauren Manicky, and Morgan Ernst. Morgan, I wanted to come back to you just talking about being a senior on this team. As you've grown up through the program, what feels different for you this year now in your final campaign year for Pella High?
You know, it's a lot different over the years. We've always looked up to the seniors, and it's kind of different being in the leadership role and having other people look up to you. We just really want to have a good year this year and make sure we're always working hard and practicing games.
Lauren, have there been things that you've seen from captains in previous years when you were younger that you've kind of wanted to bring into your own leadership style?
Yeah, definitely. Like last year we had Kim, Katie, and Maddie, and I think they showed a lot to us, and we've learned a lot from them, and they brought a lot of energy and stuff, and they were good role models for the team and for us captains to learn from. Everyone looked up to them a lot. So following them in their footsteps is definitely hard, but it's a step up to the challenge, and I definitely think it's going to be a fun year.
Reagan, for you as a junior, how would you define your style of leadership and how do you fit in with this machine?
I think it's been a lot of fun so far, and even though I'm younger, I think that it's just fun to be able to step up into that role and to kind of learn from the seniors even how they do things differently so that we can try and do the same kind of things next year as we have 7 juniors coming back next year as well. It's just kind of learning your place and where you can step up and lead and where you kind of just need to watch back and learn.
Morgan, one of the things that's different this year is you've got a new head coach in Katie Brand. What's it been like to work with her? What have you enjoyed about that relationship so far?
I've really enjoyed the new mentality that they brought to the team. We're running different drills in practice, and we're learning new things both offensively and defensively, and I think it's really helping our team with our confidence.
Lauren, right there, Morgan said they, and she's talking about the coaching staff as a whole because you've got several new coaches. What do you like about this new group? What are the different skill sets that they bring that make this Pella High team better?
Well, we're definitely a young team this year, and so we're learning a lot of new things, and the coaches have helped us a lot. Like, we have Coach Noble, and she's new this year also. and she came from Ohio, and so she brings a lot of different things to the team that we have not had before. Like Coach Brand works with us with outsides and stuff, and Coach Noble for DSs, and so that helps because they can take them out onto their separate ways, and then we can bring it together and see what we've worked with. They've just brought a lot of different learning styles and coaching styles, and I think it's going to help us a lot this year.
With that in mind, Reagan, what's something new that you've learned this season that maybe you hadn't run across in seasons past that you've been excited about to add to your game?
There's a lot of different things on both offense and defense that we've learned. We've learned a lot of different ways we can run plays and becoming more confident in the ways that we do that. Our defense has really stepped up because Coach Noble did come off of a strong defensive position, and she's just worked with the DSs a lot and even the setters too about where they should be on defense or what kind of plays they should run. And then Coach Brand brings a lot to the offense because that's what she did in college as well. So she's been working a lot with the blockers and the hitters that when you just put them all together, it covers all the areas of volleyball.
Talking a little bit about your positions on the floor, Morgan, I want to come back to you. You're a setter on this team. What are some of the things that you try to do to make the offense go? What are your challenges as well as a setter?
Consistency is one of those things that I've kind of struggled with, but we've been working on lately. Just trying to get consistent sets going so that the hitters can be confident that they know the set's coming to them and they can get good hits. And then trying to change it up so that the other team doesn't always know what we're going to be running.
And Reagan, I'm going to bounce to you because you're also a setter on this team. So how do you and Morgan work together in that role, and what are the things that you try to bring to the offense?
It's a lot of fun having another setter on the team too, because you can kind of bounce your ideas off each other and learn from each other's mistakes and just build each other up in the ways that we need to be doing that too. And one of the things I've been working on and we've been focusing on is our defense. And it's been a lot of fun just having the coaches experience, and I think we've been getting a lot better at that.
Now, Lauren, I'll come back to you. I wanted to keep the setters together because now as a hitter, I wanted to talk to you about your position a little bit. First of all, what do you enjoy about working with these two girls on the floor? And then secondly, what do you enjoy just about your position?
I was able to work with them last year, so I know what they're setting, and it really helps, and I can like read what they're doing, so they're really easy to communicate with, and if something's not right, we can go to them, and they're really easy to talk to, and everyone I think is comfortable with talking to them, which is nice about having been able to work with them previously. The thing I like about being a hitter is that's kind of the final play, so when you make a big kill, you know, you have that big adrenaline rush, and you're ready for the next ball. And it gets the crowd going and everything, and it all starts with the pass and then the set and then the hit. So once you get that all together, it's really exciting to see it be put together. And we've been working with shots and stuff, so we like to mix it up on the other side. Rather than just going to the middle or outside, we like to cut deep shots. And when you can get that shot, it's a really big adrenaline rush because that's what you've been working on.
Morgan, looking at the team as a whole, what do you think are some of the strengths of this year's Pella High volleyball team?
I think that our defense this year has really taken a big step up from last year. And I think just the fact that we were able to all play together last year also just really allows us to mesh together really well as a team.
Lauren, as you look to what the season has in store, has this team set goals for themselves? What are you as a leader trying to do to help the team reach those goals?
Well, right now it's just working together as a team and being together as a team, not just like one person doing it all by themselves, because it is a team sport. And we all work together really well. Like something, if someone's down on themselves, you know, it's a little, hey, you've got it, you've got the next one. And just encouraging everyone, I think, especially really helps us. We are a young team, but the girls that are like juniors, sophomores, and McKenna as a freshman, they'll all get to play together next year, which is really helping. And we've been bonding a lot, which helps the team. And I think just encouraging everyone, working together as a team in practice, is going to progress a lot throughout the season.
Reagan, the next competition will be Saturday. You're headed to Iowa City High. The competition that you'll face, who are the teams that you'll be seeing, and what are you trying to do better as a team to be ready for those teams?
On Saturday, we're going to be playing Iowa City High. We're going to be playing Davis County and North Scott. I think one of the things that they're going to be is they're going to be a very tall team, and that's one of the things we actually have more of this year. But it's going to be interesting just to see the different ways that we can build energy up from the plays that we get, and then we can keep that energy rolling throughout the whole day.
Morgan, a thing that's come up a couple times in this interview has just been the team unity, the team bonding, kind of working together and building that chemistry. So I'd ask you, what is the dynamic of this year's team? What's the personality and what makes it maybe different than last year's?
You know, we just like to have a lot of fun together. Girls are always joking around and kind of picking fun with each other, but we also like to work hard and try and do our best during practice. So it's a really nice balance between everyone.
And Lauren, how do you try to foster some of that bonding as a team? What are the things that you do to try to pull things together, or that the team as a whole does to, again, just kind of get to know each other more and be more comfortable with each other?
Well, Morgan doesn't like her butt getting slapped, and so that's something fun we like to do is to cheer up or just even getting a water break. Morgan always covers it, and so we always have someone sneak around and try to slap it, you know, just bring some energy to the team. When you know someone's down, just to make them smile or something, say something goofy, or any time on the court, even if someone like shanks a pass or something, just do something to brighten the mood. It always helps, gets the energy back up. It's a lot of fun.
So, Reagan, it sounds safe to say that it's kind of a lighthearted bunch.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun just to mess around with each other and play jokes on each other. And then when it's time to focus on volleyball, we can focus that energy in on the court, too.
One final question for each of you, and I'll just ask you all three the same question, is just what you're looking forward to out of this season. So, Morgan, I'll come back to you. What excites you about what's ahead here in 2012?
I think we have a lot of great potential this year, and I'm really looking forward to putting everything together that we've learned with our new coaches this year. It should be a lot of fun.
Like Morgan said, we have a ton of potential, and we've been working all summer, and I think it's really going to be fun to get out there and prove to everyone what we have and show them that we've been working and show what we have to show, and our coaches have helped us a lot. I think it's going to be fun to have students there and parents there at our games this year. That's going to give us energy, and showing what we've been doing in practice and all of our dedication, it will really pay off.
All right, and Reagan, take us home.
Yeah, I've been really looking forward to just getting to know the girls better this year and having that strong bond and getting to know the seniors right before they have to leave. But it'll be fun getting to bond with everyone else on the team as we bring back a lot of the same people for next year and just showing off to people what we've been doing with all of our hard work. We've put in a lot of hours, and so it's going to be fun just to get to showcase it on the court.
I know the season will go fast. You get most of the year for the seniors, so they won't take off on you just yet. But ladies, thanks a lot for the time. It was fun to talk to you. Good luck this weekend. Good luck with the season, and I look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thank you.
Once again, captains for the Pella High volleyball team, again, Morgan Ernst, Lauren Manicky, and Reagan Nelson. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS.